Well, hello, my friends. I'm told that I should do more of these audio posts because it's more personal. Because I can reach out and touch someone. Well, I might reach out and touch someone. Assuming they were willing to be touched. You never know. It's just one of those things. Oh, man, I am tired. Tired. Not that you care, but your old friend Jack drove all over the Metroplex today. I was in Rockwall. I was in Duncanville. I was in some place called Wilmer. You know, spell that one right. I was all over Dallas, and tomorrow I got to go to Tyler and Hawkins. Tyler and Hawkins. So that won't mean much to you unless you're familiar with Texas. And if you're familiar with Texas, well, maybe you get a sense of how me and the trusted steed known as my car will be heading all over the damn place. It should be good. You know, it pays the bills most of the time. Well, more than most of the time. It would be bad if it didn't pay that. And let me share something else with you. George Carlin, I know I'm switching gears. George Carlin, I owned several of his albums when I was a kid. He used to play it on the stereo. You know, 33. He did this one bit where he shared a swallow. Let's do it. Ah, that was me swallowing coffee. That was also me spilling coffee on myself, which fortunately wasn't very hot, or you would have gotten to hear me scream. Not that you want to really hear me scream, or maybe you do. Maybe some of you like it when I'm in pain. Makes you feel good. Who knows? Oh, the humanity. I'm overtired. Oh, boy. But I'm having fun most of the time, which is good. Because as I said the other day, it's been, I've said bleh about many things. I've described certain situations in the technical term as fucked up. Yes, fucked up. There's no other way to describe it. There is shit flying that is just fucked up. And if I didn't laugh, I might cry. Because it's pretty freaking painful. But I'm dealing with it because that's what I do. You know, it's not even me. It's not really my problem, but I'm responsible. So it is my problem. And I'm a little frustrated because everything I try, not everything I try. I think we're making progress. But I'm not going to talk about that right now because it's blurring the boundaries of blogging. And anybody who needs to know about it either knows or knows how to reach me and ask questions about it if they were so inclined. Beyond that, I think I shared with you that I bought a Mac. I went to the dark side, and I'm kind of happy with it. It was a boatload of money. But everybody I know that owns one has had good luck with it lasting, and that's what I want. If it lasts a while, you can amortize that cost over years and not months, and you know there's a benefit to that. So we'll see. Maybe if I pray to Steve Jobs, I'll get more out of it, or you know I'll be graced with more Apple stuff. Who the hell knows? So I gotta tell you, I am looking forward to the weekend, which I know sounds funny since we haven't even reached hump day, so I can't make my usual 12-year-old joke about hump day and how funny hump day is, and better to hump on hump day. Better to hump every day, so they say. When I was a kid, I thought that was ridiculous, you know, like hump just sounded so damn stupid to me. Every time I'd hear people laugh about humping, I always thought of like Quasimodo, so yeah, that's enough to kill your happy pal. And you know, we are going all over the place. So I think I'm going to end this by saying I'm jacking and you're not. And reach out and hug someone, will you? Talk to you later. see you around, au revoir, arrivederci, and all that other kind of crap. Later.